From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory, U.S. President Donald Trump announces when he expects to visit.
Puerto Rico needs a lot of money. I'm going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Scheduled trip. Okay. It's the earliest I can go because of the first responders, and we don't want to disrupt the relief efforts. We're going through a lot. The mayor of San Juan was very generous and very nice this morning, was thanking us for the great job we've done with FEMA that we really have. We've worked very, very hard in Puerto Rico. It's very tough because it's an island.
And Puerto Rico's governor warned that the island faces a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the two hurricanes if the U.S. government does not move quickly to help. Puerto Rico remains without power except for generators and phone service, which is spotty, as officials struggle to provide food and water to those affected by the worst storm that's hit the island in nearly a century. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized Tuesday the U.S. seeks a peaceful resolution to the escalating tensions with North Korea, despite Pyongyang's claim that a tweet by President Donald Trump on Monday was a declaration of war. U.S. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke to reporters about the escalating situation.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
The North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong Ho said, given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of the U.S. presidency, it is clearly a declaration of war. This is VOA News.